MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 11, 2025. Two people have been arrested after a Lynn shooting overnight, and eight North Shore fire departments combined to stop a brush fire. Cloudy, showers, mid-40s, Highside, Gloucester Harbor, 11:19 a.m. and 11:34 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting that two people were arrested. WCVB-TV is reporting two people were arrested early Friday after one person was shot in Lynn. Officials said they were called to an area of High Street for a report of a person's being shot. Few details were released about the incident. However, crime scene tape marked off an area that had several evidence markers. WCVB-TV will have more information when it becomes available. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News. Firefighters from eight North Shore communities were called in mid-afternoon Wednesday to fight a large brush fire. Wenham Fire Chief Stephen Cavanaugh said North Shore Regional 911 received reports of a brush fire at 3:28 p.m. in the area of the Danvers-Wenham Swamp and alerted the Wenham Fire Department. Arriving crews were met by a large, actively burning brush fire that, fanned by strong winds, was spreading rapidly. Firefighters attacked the blaze with pumps and tanker trucks, but the flames continued to spread and a third alarm was struck. Men and equipment from seven other surrounding towns, Essex, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Hamilton, Danvers, Boxford, Topsfield, and Middleton, plus the Massachusetts Department of Forestry, joined Wenham to battle the flames. Despite the widespread penetration of the blaze, the massive assault with men and equipment was able to extinguish it and begin packing up at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caroline Enos is writing in the Salem News. Educators at the North Shore Education Consortium held walk-ins and rallies at the organization's six schools yesterday as contract negotiations began between their union and administrators. Wednesday marked the first day of negotiations between the North Shore Education Consortium Employees Federation, Local 4293, and NEC's Board of Directors, the union said in a prepared statement. The union represents more than 300 teachers and instructional aides who work with about 500 of the area's most vulnerable students, including those with disabilities and students who are struggling with addiction. State House reporter Christian Wade reports that Gloucester is among the Massachusetts cities and towns that will have access to $1.24 billion in low-interest loans and grants to replace aging drinking water and sewer systems. The money, provided through the state's Clean Water Revolving Trust Fund, will partially fund 67 projects by providing low-interest loans and grants for construction, planning, and assessed management projects designed to improve water quality and to upgrade or replace aging drinking water and sewer systems. Gloucester is getting $50 million to help cover debt service for its $205 million secondary wastewater treatment plant on Essex Avenue, according to the State Department of Environmental Protection. In Newburyport Daily News reporter Jim Sullivan writes that a dreadful combination of bad weather and tough competition has led a group of downtown retailers in Newburyport to unite for a weekend of fun and slashed prices. Green Plum Vintage Goods owner Karen Brown said about 30 stores, including Pretty Poppy, Illum Books, Native Sun and Sustain Boutique, and Chandlery, will be taking part in the informal sale. Similar to the Greater Newburyport Chamber of Commerce's invitation nights over the holidays, participants will be offering shoppers deep discounts plus snacks and beverages over the weekend. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in high school baseball yesterday, Peabody topped Marblehead 7-2, Danvers picked up a 7-1 win over Beverly as Beckett Wodarski pitched well for the Falcons. The Beverly High School softball team defeated Danvers 8-7 in 9 innings yesterday. Athena McKenna drove in the game-winning run with a double to left field for the Panthers. In boys lacrosse, Manchester Essex beat Hamilton Wenham 13-3. Charlie Thurlow and Jack McCavanaugh each had 3 goals. Connor Dixon made 7 saves in net for the Green Hornets. St. John's Prep notched a 15-5 win over Shrewsbury, as the Eagles now are 5-0 for the season. The Salem News has selected Beverly High School's Jacob Class as its Boys Basketball Player of the Year. Class averaged just under 24 points per game in leading the Panthers to a 14-6 record during the regular season. The Red Sox pulled off an extra inning 4-3 win over the Blue Jays yesterday. Tonight, they play the White Sox in Chicago. The Bruins lost 5-2 to the Blackhawks last night, and they'll play next in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Celtics were off last night, and tonight they host the Hornets. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.